Today, the United Nations announced that some members of its international staff could begin returning to the Afghan capital, Kabul, as early as this weekend. The UN withdrew its foreign staff from Afghanistan shortly after the September terrorist attacks. If the preliminary teams determine that the security situation is stable, more staff would go in. UN envoy Frances Vandrell will be among the first to travel to Afghanistan. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports that Vandrell wants to stress the need for a transitional administration in Afghanistan.
Frances Vandrell says he will go to Kabul to talk to leaders of the United Front, or Northern Alliance, to discuss the situation in Afghanistan, listen to their views, and ask them to listen to the UN's, which he says have the full support of the international community, as expressed in yesterday's Security Council resolution backing the UN's plan for an ethnically diverse, broad-based transitional administration in Afghanistan.
I will also invite the United Front to participate at a meeting of various Afghan groups, which the special representative wants to hold at an appropriate place at the very earliest opportunity.
U.S. officials say such a meeting could occur within a few days. The UN says the United Arab Emirates has agreed to host any such gathering. The UN is keen to win agreement for its plan and to keep any single group from taking power in Afghanistan. The UN's Vandrell says the Security Council resolution passed yesterday leaves room for an international security force to be set up in Kabul, one he says could be put on the ground very fast to help the UN achieve its objectives. A scenario similar, Vandrell says, to the UN effort in East Timor.
What we are talking about is the need for some kind of coalition of the willing of an international security force that would be available to maintain order, help the new provisional or interim council work inside Kabul, and also help the UN to carry out its functions there.
The transitional political body that the UN envisions would lead to a provisional government and, eventually, elections. Failure to win quick agreement on a power-sharing arrangement could lead to yet another civil war in Afghanistan, underscoring the need for an international security force. Whether the United Front will go along with the UN plan and accept the UN invitation to meet is uncertain. The U.S. Ambassador to Pakistan, Wendy Chamberlain.
It's a very fluid period now, but the United Nations has taken the lead in forming this political solution. I think we're going to see progress very shortly. Our representative to the Afghan political reconstruction, Mr. Jim Dobbins, is in town today, meeting with various parties and having very fruitful discussions, and we look forward to a very active period.
Dobbins is set to meet again tomorrow with Afghan opposition leaders in Peshawar, Pakistan, to reinforce the need for a broad-based government in Kabul to replace the Taliban. As the Taliban continue to lose ground, there have been reports of Taliban and Al-Qaeda troops fleeing across the border into Pakistan. Pakistan's foreign ministry spokesman Aziz Ahmad Khan today insisted this is not the case.
The border of Pakistan is closed and we are exercising extreme vigilance not to allow any unauthorized person to cross the border. Nobody, whether a foreigner or an Afghan national, is being allowed to cross the border. So there need not be any apprehension in that regard.
In a related development, 8 foreign aid workers, including 2 Americans, who'd been held by the Taliban for more than 3 months, have been freed and arrived in Pakistan early this morning. They are employees of the German charity Shelter Now International. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Islamabad.